Carlisle. As 2022 rolls into the Thanksgiving long weekend, Carlisle Minor Hockey is ready for the season and their annual general meeting was held this week. The ice has already seen public skating and shinny being played. The executive for 2022-23 remains unchanged. Chris Light is the president, Jason Dixon vice president and Colleen Getton is the secretary. Jenna Brady is the treasurer and is the contact for fundraising and donations. Scott Kirkness remains the media representative and is the administrator of their Facebook page. Jeanette LaChapelle is the equipment manager. Danielle Steele is the Town of Carlisle Recreation Director. There was good attendance at the meeting and Dixon is really looking forward to a great year. We have 136 registered for minor hockey, which is up from last year. The pandemic issues should be behind us, and regular practices should begin within a week or two. All age groups will have good solid numbers to begin the year. There will be 3 U7 and 2 U9 teams. There will also be U11, U13, U15 and U18 squads, and a U18 girls team. Coaches are Clayton Geiger, Fritz Sauteyer and Brent McLean for U7, Colin Wilson for U9, Scott Nicholson, U11, Joey Eaton, U13, Dallas LaCoyer, U15, and Kirk Himmelspick, U18. Brian Hagel once again coaches the U18 girls team. Carlisle Minor Hockey requires another U9 coach and a referee-in-chief. Volunteers are more than welcome. There are two hockey clinics scheduled. On October 22, Increased Performance is coming to Carlisle. It will be a one-day goaltending school. On October 23, Edge-to-Edge Hockey featuring Bud Holloway of Moosomin comes to town, which will be a body-checking and skills clinic for those U13 and up. Both clinics are being entirely paid for by Carlisle Minor Hockey. Edge to Edge will also be providing weekly training during practices. Ogie's Pierogies will again be Carlisle Minor Hockey's primary fundraiser this winter. "Everything seems to be falling into place," said Dixon. "The kids that have participated in fall lacrosse should be in great shape and we should be hitting the ice on all cylinders. I'm really looking forward to the hockey season."